As my friend shared about the recent loss of her husband, the tears cascaded down her face. She kept wiping them away and apologizing. She said, "I should just be able to talk about him without weeping." Can you relate? How often do we go through a trial that we think we should just pull ourselves up from our bootstraps and march on? Beloved, life does not work that way. Hi, this is Tina Alakwa from Doral Cove Ministries. All we need to do is look to Jesus, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, to know tears are a necessary part of life. They're not a representation of a lack of faith or weakness. They are proof that we desire a genuine, authentic, transparent life before the Lord. Let's look at Jesus' response to Lazarus. Jesus, Lazarus' friend, and the person referred to as the one Jesus loves, was ill. When Jesus arrived, Lazarus was dead. Jesus knew he was about to bring him back to life, yet he wept. Jesus knows our thoughts even before we speak them. He desires us to be transparent with him, to come before his throne, pour out our feelings, and allow him to minister love, comfort, and bring peace in the midst of sorrow.